KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. It wasn't too long ago that you could walk through a hotel or some other kind of breakfast spot and everyone you saw was buried in a copy of Variety or its scrappier cousin, The Hollywood Reporter. We all read the trade, sometimes both, daily, because we told ourselves that we all wanted to be informed about the business we're in. We wanted to know about the comings and goings of executives, the new projects in the works, who was the new head of home video distribution at a studio where we've never worked, distributing home videos we had nothing to do with because, of course, we were lying. We didn't care about any of that. What we wanted to know was one thing. Is anyone else in town doing what I do and getting paid more to do it? And because the answer to that question is always, always yes, I mean, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, someone else in town is getting paid at least a little bit more, it was often hard to read the trades in public because it's unseemly to start screaming obscenities at a picture of someone in a publication while jabbing a finger in the air and telling everyone in earshot what a no-talent hack empty suit that person, who is being paid more than you, really is. Now, I'm not saying this kind of thing didn't go on behind closed doors at a terrified assistant, say, or at lunch among friends, and friend, in this case, is defined as someone doing the same job as you but getting paid slightly less. But it was contained. It was private. I mean, in the old days, if you wanted to be a hater, you had to find the appropriate venue. Not anymore. See, these days, the trades don't really exist as printed documents. I mean, you walk through a breakfast spot in town tomorrow, and you won't see people buried in Variety or The Reporter. You'll see them buried in their Blackberries, or often buried in one of the many online trades, The Wrap or HollywoodReporter.com, and the indispensable, crackling Deadline Hollywood. Which is great, of course, because competition is a good thing, but it also means that the kind of griping and whining and sheer character assassinations we used to indulge in private, we now do in public in the comments section. Do not read the comments, I told a friend of mine who was recently covered in Deadline Hollywood. He didn't listen and was seriously disturbed by the columns of hate and scorn his little announcement had engendered. I mean, every fifth or sixth comment, of course, somebody would post a plaintive, I don't know, guys, he's a talented dude, I wish him well, or something, but mostly it was pixels and pixels of insult. I didn't know people were so mean, he said to me at lunch. I mean, you'd think they could just be happy for me. I mean, you're happy for me, right? It depends, I said. How much are they paying you? I didn't say that out loud, of course. What I said out loud was, yeah, of course, you worked hard. You deserved it. But what I thought was, how much are they paying you? Because if it's what I think it is, I'll head over to the website myself and add one more, he's a nice and talented guy comment. But if it's more than that, I might, well, I don't know what I'll do. I like to think that whatever it is, I'll do it in private. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll have a bad idea. In the meantime, head over to kcrw.com/martinishot and make a comment. Haters accepted, of course. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.